So bronze medals for four incredible women, Afrik Kyo, Emer Lam, Fiona Murta and Emily Hegarty got onto the Olympic winners podium after finishing third in the women's four rowing final in Tokyo. Des Cahill is in Tokyo for us and Des, it was wonderful to see.
It was wonderful and it has given a lift to the whole Irish camp here, obviously, in what is an unusual Olympics because, of course, they don't have support here and don't have family here as they normally would have. But it was a fantastic battling performance from them. Well, afterwards, Claire McNamara did speak with all four members of the crew. Let's hear from them now.
Afrik, you're here with your medals around your neck. Can you sum up to us what it feels like and what it means to have that around your neck?
I think it just means the world to us and I think it's just like, I know none of our families and friends are here, but the amount of support we've gotten for them and to have something for them to cheer and be excited about is just unreal. And the amount of work that the four of us and the rest of the team have put in has just been phenomenal. So we're just delighted to come away with a medal after all that hard work, and especially in these conditions today, like they're very tricky conditions. A lot of favourites are missing out on medals, so I think we're quite lucky to have come down the track without anything majorly going wrong.
And Emer, I know that watching on back home, your sister Claire, she got into a final with Sinead back in Rio and your parents were there for that. I'm sure you really wish they could be here with you now.
Oh yeah, definitely. But like, even though they can't be, you can definitely feel the support even if it's the other side of the world. Like, my phone's been hopping, like my whole road, the old Cabra Road, like they've all been putting up posters, banners, bunting, like, even though like, they're miles and miles and miles away, it feels, you can feel them, like you can feel the support.
Fiona, where does this bond come from? How did you gel together so well?
Like through lockdown and everything, we just had so many moments and just a lot of work. It's been a long 18 months together, but you know, we keep each other good company, we're lighthearted, good crack, and yeah, it's just really memorable and we'll look back on this for the rest of our lives.
So no rows at all?
The odd few, but nothing too serious.
And Emily, you're the baby of the group from Skibbereen. There's definitely something in the water down there.
As the saying goes. No, I think it's really exciting, you know, that only 5 years later there's a women's cruise medal and a heavyweight cruise. So I think it's really, really exciting for all the youngsters in Skib coming up that, like, there's no limits. And, like, 5 years ago I definitely didn't think I'd be here with a medal around my neck, but it's definitely going to give a massive boost to home and give all those young girls coming up a bit of belief, and boys and girls, like, hopefully there'll be more medals out of the weeks.
Yeah, she's the first woman from Skib with a medal. Lots of the men have Olympic medals there, so that's fantastic. David Gillick led us through this wonderful race.
When you're big into sport and you're growing up and you're watching it on TV, you dream of it. You dream of being in an Olympic final, representing your country, challenging for a medal. And this is the day of reckoning for this crew. And it's like, kind of, just do the same stuff. Just keep in your routine. Keep it simple. Keep doing what you're used to doing. And, you know, it's a challenge.
And away they go then. Ireland second from the top alongside the British boat. Australia on the other side of the Irish, pulling hard away from the start. Australia lead, the Netherlands second. Britain and China battling it out behind these two boats in the third quarter of the event. And the Irish four driving forward as best they can to get back into what would be medal contention. It won't be gold or it won't be silver, but there might just be a bronze for them there if they can find and can maintain that rhythm. Australia, 2019 world champions, leading Netherlands, the European champions, a hat-trick of titles behind them in second place, and Ireland are now third, and Ireland have moved into the bronze medal position. We're in the final 500 metres of this, when the boys turn red as they have. We're in the final 250, and Ireland are in third place, and they're going faster than the British boat, and there's a medal on the way for Ireland here. Australia leading, the world champions leading home, the European champions in second place, but Ireland are going for bronze as they drive forward, leaving the British boat behind. Australia under pressure from the Netherlands for the gold, but Ireland in the bronze medal position, and history is about to be made. Australia driving for the line, second place Netherlands, and in third place it's Ireland. But Australia win it, Netherlands second, and Ireland are home for third and a bronze, and history is made as the Irish women's four take the bronze medal at the Olympic Games, and rowing becomes the first sport since boxing in 2012 to win medals at consecutive Olympic Games for Ireland. And that is a terrific performance by the Irish four. of Afric Kyo, Emer Lam, Fiona Murta and Emily Hegarty.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And those outstanding young women will be joining us here live on the programme round about 8.45. Now, another outstanding performance in rowing. The men's lightweight double scull, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy dominated their semi-final. They won it. They've reached the final. They trailed Italy early on, but they controlled the second half of the race to win it with ease from Italy and Belgium. An absolute medal chance there again in tomorrow's final. In the women's lightweight double sculls, Aoife Casey and Margaret Cremin will go in the B final. They finished fifth in their semi-final today. Also finishing fifth were the women's pair of Monica Dukarska and Aileen Crowley. Greece took surprise victory in that one. And earlier, Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne were fourth in the men's double sculls B final, finishing in 10th place overall. Now, a story that should not be overlooked with the, by the medal came from the boxing ring. A stunning victory for Irish featherweight Curt Walker. He's into the quarterfinals after beating the world champion, the world number one ranked and the Olympic number one ranked boxer Miroslav Akhailov on a split decision. It was a huge surprise, but a massive boost for Irish hopes in the ring. He spoke with Joe Stack afterwards.
I just knew I was smarter and faster than him. That's it. That's enough to win me a fight in most cases. So I knew he was going to come on strong, but he was very predictable. So I was able to read him and use my feints to my benefit.
Could you feel his frustration grow as the fight went
Definitely.
On?
You know, third round he was lashing him with a headlock. He was throwing bombs. I was able to move, but something caught me. You know, he's a strong lad. Head classes, you know, were catching me, but I just had to listen to coaches and stick to my moving.
There's a cut over the eye. Is that the cursed cut from the fight against the Spaniard?
No, I think I have two, but they're only scratches.
One fight away from a medal now,
Bert. One fight away, yes. I'm like 16 months I went without a fight and I'm flying there. So I'm just in the best possible shape.
And you mentioned it the other day, if these games had been on 2020,
yeah, definitely,
Walker wouldn't have been here. What an adventure.
Madness. It's just life throws just mad things at you. And I fully believe now, you know, I think that belief will take me through.
The mood in the camp amongst the other fighters, those who've sadly made their exit and those who are still here.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, you know. Brendan, obviously a good friend of mine, they're all good friends, but they're all there. They were all there for me, telling me, believing. They were all, and I could see the honesty in them. They believed I would win. And I believe that they just made me believe it more.
Any message for Lisburn?
Keep supporting me, you're all legends.
It's a great win for him. Later on, in about 3 hours' time, Aoife O'Rourke will be up against Li Kuan of China in the round of 16 at middleweight. Now, the women's hockey team have been beaten 4-2 by world number three side Germany. Lena Tice and Hannah McLaughlin got the Irish goals. They're not out of it, of course. They've two games left and one more victory could see them go through. In judo, Megan Fletcher has been beaten in her women's 70-kilogram contest by Michaela Polares of Austria. Megan bows out of the competition. In the rugby sevens, Ireland were beaten 22-0 by Kenya in the playoff for 9th and 10th place. In shooting, Derek Burnett, competing in his 5th Olympic Games, was 27th after round 1 of the trap shooting. He improved to 26th after round 2, but only the top 6 make the final there. In other news, Australia's Arianna Titmus won her latest battle with the American Katie Ledecky. She set a games record of 1 minute 53.5 seconds in the women's 200 freestyle. Titmus also beat Ledecky in the 400 freestyle on Monday. Defending champion Ledecky, though, did come back and win Olympic gold an hour later in the 1500 freestyle, her favourite event. And we've just got breaking news that Simone Biles has withdrawn from the individual all-round competition at the Games here to focus on her mental health. She had been favourite for 6 gold medals here. It's an interesting story in itself. We'll have more on that later.